This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 1,300 people died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia as the faithful faced extreme high temperatures at Islamic holy sites in the desert kingdom, Saudi authorities announced on Sunday. The Saudi health minister said 83% of the 1,301 fatalities were unauthorized pilgrims who walked long distances in soaring temperatures to perform the Hajj rituals in and around the holy city of Mecca. Tensions have surged between Israel and Washington over the war in Gaza, and the White House again denied on Sunday that there's been any delay in weapon shipments. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has the story.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week released a video publicly accusing the White House of withholding weapons and ammunition from Israel. At a cabinet meeting over the weekend, he told officials that weapon shipments have slowed to a trickle. The White House says Netanyahu's comments came as a shock. Meanwhile, Israel continues operations in bordering Lebanon, targeting a member of the Hamas-allied Islamic group. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the IDF is ready for any further action in Gaza, Lebanon, and unspecified additional places. Gallant left Sunday for meetings in Washington. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday the phase of intense fighting against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in the Gaza Strip, was coming to an end, but that the war would not end until the Islamist group no longer controls the Palestinian enclave. Netanyahu says Israel will deploy more forces along the northern border with Lebanon. This is VOA News. Thousands of fighters in the Middle East have offered to join Hezbollah in Lebanon in its fight against Israel, according to officials. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Fighters from Iran-backed groups have said they're ready to join Hezbollah's fight against Israel if the conflict erupts into a full-blown war. Whilst almost daily exchanges of fire have been taking place since October last year, the situation has worsened this month. An Israeli airstrike killed a senior Hezbollah military commander in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah retaliated by firing hundreds of rockets and explosive drones into northern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Gunmen opened fire at a synagogue, an Orthodox church, and a police post in Russia's North Caucasus region of Dagestan on Sunday, killing six policemen and injuring 12, the region's Russian news agencies quoted the Interior Ministry as saying. A local religious organization in the mainly Muslim region put the death toll at 9, including 7 police officers. The Interior Ministry, quoted by Russian news agencies, said 4 gunmen had been shot dead as the incidents unfolded. A local official said another had been killed during a shootout at a church. An Orthodox priest also was reported to have been killed. Millions in the U.S. are preparing on Sunday for more sweltering heat as floodwaters cover parts of Midwestern states. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Across Iowa and South Dakota, days of relentless rain and swollen rivers resulting in record flooding. In Iowa, Eric Tigges with Clay County Emergency Management says flooding surpassed the 1953 record.
The electronic gauge that the Iowa Flood Center put in was underwater.
He says when the flood gauge is underwater, it's high, and that high water forced hundreds of rescues, says Spencer City Fire Chief Jesse Colson.
We conservatively rescued 383 people.
Officials say the water needs to recede enough so that residents can get back home safely and that electric and drinking water remain an issue. I'm Julie Walker.
A Greek prosecutor on Sunday charged 13 crew members of a yacht with arson after fireworks launched from the vessel allegedly sparked a forest fire on the island of Hydra, the semi-official Athens news agency said. The crew, all Greeks, were arrested on Saturday at an Athens-area marina after allegations they started the forest fire late on Friday. All crew members denied the charges, Greek media reported on Sunday. The yacht, which was chartered by foreign tourists, was seized by Greek authorities. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.